After the September 11th attacks of 2001, the St. Norbert College survey showed the president with a whopping 93% job approval rating. In the spring of 2003, just before the invasion of Iraq, his number among Wisconsin residents was 54% positive. Now his job approval rating is down to 40%. An analyst with the St. Norbert College Survey Center says a lot of that has to do with the president's foreign policy. Wendy Scattergood says the war in Iraq was chosen most often by respondents when asked what the country's most important problem is. And she says there's a general malaise among state residents.
64% of the respondents said that they think the country is going in the wrong direction. And the percentage of people who think it's going in the right direction has continued to decrease. The percentage of people that now think we're going in the right direction is only 29%. And again, in the spring, it was 40% of respondents felt we were going in the right direction. So over this fall, there's been sort of an increasing cynicism.
Scattergood says domestic issues are hurting the president's approval ratings, too.
You know, being blamed for gas prices, being blamed for what happened with FEMA and the response to the hurricanes and those kinds of things.
Scattergood says it's typical for a president's approval ratings to drop in a second term. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.